This week it's in Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8, and it is the resurrection story. Very interesting. All four Gospels talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But they were eyewitnesses and they were involved. So all of them are just a tad bit different because they come from their own perspective. But it's interesting that all four of the disciples that wrote Gospels have the same story. This week we're going to look at Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. The next evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene and Salome and Mary, the mother of Jesus, went out and purchased burial spices to put on Jesus' body. Very early on a Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they came to the tomb. And on the way, they were discussing who would roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb. But when they arrived, they looked up and they saw that the stone, a very large one, had already been rolled aside. So they entered the tomb, and there, on the right, sat a young man clothed in a white robe. The women were startled. But the angel said, "Do not be surprised. You're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified? He isn't here. He's been raised from the dead. Look, this is where they lay his body. Now go and give this message to his disciples, including Peter. Jesus is gone ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you before he died." The women fled the tomb, trembling and bewildered, saying nothing to anyone because they were too frightened to talk. Then they all reported all these instructions briefly to Peter and his companions. Afterward, Jesus sent them out from east to west with the sacred and unfailing message of salvation that gives everyone eternal life. Wow! May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Mark chapter 16, 1 through 8.